Good morning, everyone. This is Tony and Debbie Underwood from Atlanta, Georgia. Very sunny Atlanta, Georgia, compared to yesterday. Thanks for joining us on the call, and thank you for the people that said good morning. For those of you that are listening to the replay, I hope you're having a great day. Going out there for your Christmas shopping, I'm sure, as we come up to the Christmas holidays here. So, Debbie and I just want to kind of spend a few minutes with you. We haven't been on the call for a while, and I know Debbie's got some great message for you. I don't know if most of you heard the new promotion that just launched last night from Heather. It's tremendous, and then I'm going to come back and give you a couple of tidbits for the day, and then we'll be done. So, Deb, I'm going to pass it over to you.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Great. Well, I'm going to talk about today's promotion, of course, but before we get into that, I want to talk a little bit about how is best to use promotions in your business. And there may be some confusion over that sometimes because, let's face it, the company are putting out some amazing promotions right now. And I know a lot of you took advantage of that last month and the beginning of this month, which is great. And I see the points on the board from what you've been doing. But let's not lose sight of where we're going in our business because these promotions are there put up by the company to help to increase volume, but you need to use them wisely to help you increase your business and increase the momentum that's happening in your business. So let's get clear about this. Do not change your method of operation when these promotions come out. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean is that if you get one of these amazing product promotions, one of which we're just going to talk about in a moment, and you see that it's pushing you towards bringing in a lot of customers, let's not suddenly focus only on customers in your business because we all know that if you're wanting to get on the trip, you're wanting to build a long-term business, we need to involve distributors as well as customers. So let's keep that in mind. And when we keep that in mind, let's work out how to use these promotions to enhance every part of our business. So we're wanting to enhance our volume that's going on this month, but we also want to get our new distributors excited, our old distributors excited, as well as some of our existing members. So let's think about that as we go on. So what is the promotion that was announced last night? I was very excited to see that they brought it forward because I am all for promoting weight loss before January 1st so that we can have everybody prepared to have their turnaround kit in hand by January 1st, ready to go as we start hitting the new year. So what is this? There's two parts to this promotion that Heather talked about last night on Facebook. And if you didn't get a chance to see that, you can go and listen to her on Facebook because I know a lot of you like to hear things rather than just see things. And you can do that first and go on to the back office on news and events, and you can see all the details there that you want, more details than you would want, actually. So there's two parts to this promotion. The first part is there's a special offer, and this is open to everyone except business leaders. So it doesn't matter whether they're brand new getting started or whether they're an existing distributor, associate, or a member in your business, they can be a part of this. All they have to do is to purchase a turnaround kit between December 1st, which is already gone, of course, and January 31st. By doing that, they initiate themselves into this special offer, which means they are going to receive 20% off of all Shaklee 180 products that they order between now and up to June 30th, well, after they've ordered their turnaround kit, of course. So that's a huge deal because it really makes the whole process more affordable for everybody, and that's exciting. So we're going to be still getting the volume going from all those products that they're purchasing, but they're going to see a 20% reduction. They can also purchase that kit through the health print, and here is a very wise way to double dip and get special promotions going on. Because as you all know, if somebody goes through the health print right now to sign up as a member, they can choose to use the Healthy Cleanse and the Turnaround Kit as their method of what they want to start with, And in doing that, they are going to receive free membership, free shipping, a free healthy cleanse, and they will automatically be a part of this promotion going forward so that they get 20% off of all of their Shaklee 180 products that they purchase going down the road towards January to June 30th. So that's the first part, the special offer with a, that gives you the 20% discount. The second part is that there's going to be a healthy weight challenge going on. Now, these are always fun, and anyone can join this, whether you're already a business leader or you're just getting started by purchasing your first turnaround kit as a new member. There's going to be lots of monthly prizes with grand winners, all kinds of specials going on. And a lot of this is going to be featured on Facebook. Again, if you want to know all the details of what you need to do to get started, it will involve a before and after Facebook board. But it's a great way to get on the bandwagon, to be with everybody else and encourage one another to get to that weight loss. Whether you're wanting to lose 10 pounds or 100 pounds, this is a great place to go and get your members, your distributors to join in with you so that it becomes a lot of fun. And I'm hoping that we will see a grand winner from this team. Not to say that all of you look overweight, because it's not always the amount of weight that you lose, but it's how it changes your lifestyle. How is it going to change your health? So it's a great thing to get involved in. So let's just review. Be on top of your business as you're going into towards January here. I know some of you have already met some goals. Some of you have already decided that it's kind of tough to get to the goal that you wanted to, but don't be discouraged. Keep going and hit the goal that you've got set. So track your daily process. I like to take screenshots of our daily progress from our Shaklee Connect, and so that I can compare how I'm doing compared to last month, how I'm doing compared to my tracking for this month. So, for example, if I'm trying to hit 30,000 points this month, which would be a senior executive coordinator, I would probably need to be tracking about 1,000 points every day through this month. So Tony always asks me, where are we? Are we on track? Yes, it's the 15th of the month today, and we are already at 15,000. We are on track. So use that to see where you are in tracking your business. Then also be aware of the promos. As they come out, get online. Find out all the details. Now let's start thinking, planning. If you can't see a way to involve a promotion into your team to help it grow, then talk with somebody in your upline to help you, to let you see some possibilities. And here's a hint. This is your business. It's perfectly okay to add in your extra promotions as well on top. If it sweetens the pot enough to help that brand new person take that first step and get their turnaround kit. So let's think outside the box somewhat if we're trying to reach those goals and get new people on board in our team. So work out how it can enhance your path to success. But remember, here's a warning, do not change your method of operation. We always want to share the whole business as well as the products with everybody so that we can find those people that want to be distributors as well as those people that want to be members, because we need both in our businesses as we go forward. So we're excited about this promotion, and we're here to help anybody think outside the box and get this working in their business as we go forward, so that when we hit January 1, we are going to have some things happening in all of our businesses so that 2019 is going to go off to a huge start. So with that, I'm going to pass you over to Tony, because I know he's got some other things to talk about here as we close out the year.
Great. So, yeah, the weight loss is a huge deal coming up this time of year. And, of course, people ask me, or I hear, like, I'm going to start January 1. Well, January 1 starts now. If you guys on the phone, if you want to have a good 2019, January 2019, then it starts now in December. because you run through the tape. You run going into January. You don't wait and say, I'm going to start January 1 because you're behind the eight ball. It takes a while to get momentum up and going. And December, as you guys have probably heard on Bears calls, and we're not just saying this, December is one of the best months to sponsor people because people are more relaxed. People are out shopping. A lot of the corporate people aren't traveling as much closer to the Christmas holidays. So I want to encourage you, if you go to the Christmas parties, we have one coming up next Saturday with a lot of the tennis players and other people in the neighborhood. And we're not going in there to, you know, kind of grab people and start talking about Shaqley. But we're going to have conversations, and some of them are going to ask us what we do. And we're going to tell them we're in the health and wellness business. And we're just going to, you know, just listen to what they say, and then we'll call them a day or two later. We're not going to start talking about Shaqley for 3 hours at the Christmas party. So there are plenty of people around, and just don't use the Christmas excuse where people don't have time. People say, well, I'm going to get started in the new year. There are people working all the time, every single month, whether you're a business builder or whether you have a job. The world doesn't stop, for the month of December. So just want to encourage you, yes, spend time with your family, of course, on Christmas Day or the day before, but just listen out for those people that are going to say, I like the New Year's resolution. What do they say? Make more money or lose weight, get fitter. That's the time that you have that window of opportunity. And you'll start to see now all of the ads on the TVs increase tenfold because they know there's that window that you have to grab people when they're, off the Christmas holidays and starting the new year. And we've got that great promotion Debbie just mentioned that is going to be absolutely phenomenal. And, of course, that leads into other products, and it can lead into business builders as well. So run through the tape. Now, on January the 5th, a lot of you, I think, have registered home meetings or you're going to a hotel meeting for Roger's message and inviting new people in your home. I know Jennifer's going to be up in New Jersey. Deb and I are going to be down in Miami doing a meeting down there. So there's a lot of broadcasts that are going to be going around the country. So make sure that you plug in somewhere or online. We'll get some more information to you. In fact, to look out for the next week, Debbie and I and Jennifer are going to be doing a training session before the end of the year on a Zoom. So we'll let you know when that is. We don't have a date nailed down yet, but we certainly will. Okay. So with that, I just want to give you a couple of quick tidbits for today that I've been kind of thinking about and talking to people, and that is the follow-up and starting people off correctly. You know, the follow-up, you've heard this expression, 80% of the time people lose people in the follow-up, and it's so critical. And that follow-up should be, if you can, within 24 to 48 hours of you contacting them, not 5 days, 6 days, I'll call you sometime next week. There's always exceptions to the rule, of course, that you could follow up with somebody a month later and they're going to get involved. But in my experience of 30 years of doing this, usually most people get involved, usually when you, either the first time you meet with them or the second or third follow-up. That would, I would say, probably, Deb, right, 90% of the time, that's where people get involved. And, again, there are exceptions. And so the follow-up is critical. And I want to encourage you, and even if there's young people on this phone, you've got to find a way to talk to people because texting, emailing, putting a message on a pigeon or whatever you guys do, is probably not going to work too good because people can hide behind texts and emails, and it's not the same as talking to people. And I understand with technology today that we have to use that some of the time, and we can, but somehow we've got to take them out of that mode. And if you listen to a lot of the people, even the younger people, will tell you that, yes, they use social media, but they get to a point where they've got to have a discussion with them. And that's the same way for a follow-up as well. So when you follow up and people get started, now, if people just want to be a customer, don't try to push them in the business. And it's all about asking those questions because I believe a lot of people are lost in the follow-up, and I believe a lot of people are lost in starting them off right. And I'll give you a couple of examples. And I still do this today, trust me, after 30 years. We just don't do it as much as we did in the beginning. And a lot of times what we'll do is people will buy a success pack, and people think they're in the business. They're not in the business yet. They just bought a pack. They've got a pack, they've got a number, they know absolutely nothing about what to do or what they're going to do. This is where the conversation is so, so important in the 24 to 48 hour follow-up. So if somebody gets a kit, you've been there an hour, and then you say, okay, you want to get a game plan. You want to set a time right there and then to meet back up with them. Not say, let me call you Tuesday or Wednesday so we can set up a time to get together. Why do that? You're doing it twice. Why not set the time right there and then when you're with them and you can say, okay, let's set a time. You spent $1,000, you spent $500, you spent $300, you told me you want to earn some money. You know, how fast you want to do that. You said that you want my help. I'm not your boss. I can't tell you what to do. You said you wanted to put some time into it. So let's set a time up right now in the next 2 days, 24 to 48 hours, so we can get back and start the process. Not I'll call you next week and we'll get together sometime in the next week or so. Or not let's have a grand opening in 2 or 3 weeks. No, that doesn't work too good. Most people, in my opinion, it's very difficult to have a grand opening for them to get 10, 12 people there. It's better off if you do one-on-ones and get a win. Because if you get a win, whether it's a customer, a member, or somebody that's interested in the business, then their belief level or their commitment level will go up. If they have failures very quick and they're not a very strong personality or maybe their self-esteem is not there yet and they get 3 or 4 or 5 no's, then they're probably going to say to you like, you know what, I think I'll just start in the new year. And that's just a fear factor and belief level why they're saying that. The excuse they're giving you is not really the reason why they're not getting started. So I want to encourage you on this tidbit that I've learned over the years, even at Christmas time or because otherwise they'll use the Christmas excuse, they'll use Easter excuse, the birthday excuse, it's Johnny's birthday, it's a little girl's birthday, or et cetera. So I want to encourage you, tidbits for the day, follow up 24 to 48 hours, and then starting them right by asking the questions. And look, you're still going to lose some people, I get it. But I think if you will just focus on that and ask people, they won't feel like they're pushed because in the beginning is where it's very most important. And if you wait and try to do it a month later, then you're kind of chasing them or you maybe they might think you're pushing them. But if you sit down and get the game, the rules of the game first, then I believe that you can have more success and you will get better. You'll feel better. They will feel better. And, that will work for you, I believe, a lot better. So if you're having that little issue, just get back to us, and we'll be glad to talk to you about it. And but tidbits for the day, follow up 24 to 48 hours, starting them right. You know, if they're a member or a customer or if they want to build the business, you really want to get together with them within the next 2 or 3 days and sit down and then do the two things that they don't want to do. The two things they don't want to do is make a list and make a phone call. And that's really the only thing that builds the business. And if they're a little fearful, you know, don't be afraid to say to them, say, look, you know, you're probably going to be uncomfortable, but you told me you want X, right? So you're willing to be uncomfortable to make a couple $1,000 a month because it's somewhere along the line, they're going to have to get uncomfortable, you know, and it's like I used to hate going to the dentist, but at some point, if when your tooth starts to ache enough, you know that you've got to go to the dentist and have the drilling. And I used to hate going to the dentist. It was terrible. And, you know, but I knew at some point that the pain was so bad that I had to go. And that's kind of where we're at in life, really. When somebody wants something bad enough, they are going to work a way or find a way. They're going to find the time. They're going to make the time to get what they want. If people are comfortable and it's really not a big deal for them, then maybe you don't have the right person to really fly out of the gate fast and build this like you want to build it, okay? And so those are the two tidbits for the day. I'll give you one last story. It's kind of interesting, and I won't mention any names, but Debbie plays on a tennis team, and she's got a few of the tennis ladies using the products, and the captain of the team, who we know, we played her and her husband in some doubles sometimes, and he's an executive at a company, and I talked to him, mentioned about network marketing a few months ago a couple times. He goes, oh, you know, I'm busy, I'm traveling here, you know, the same old story. Well, unfortunately, this week he got fired, lost his job. Executive, big money, and he's devastated. And now I'm not going to call him up and say, I told you so, but But there's a point right there is that he doesn't have another well dug, okay? And the expression is dig another well before your main well dries up. And so now he's desperately seeking, right, Deb, a job, which he should do, and but he's got no diversification. So at some point, in a nice way, I'm going to mention to him, I'm not going to throw that he lost his job back in his face or whatever. I mean, it's devastating. And I've lost a job years and years ago in England. It's not a good feeling. And so there's something where people think a job is secure, and I'm thinking, like, jobs aren't secure because you have no control. And not only that, they fired him 4 days before he was going to get his big Christmas bonus. It's typical corporate America that happens, and I've seen it happen a lot of times. Yes, there's a lot of great companies out there. I get it. But I never wanted to be in that situation where somebody else controlled my destiny where I was going. So that's why a lot of people are excited about the networking industry, not because it doesn't have issues. It's because you can control what you do tomorrow. You can control what you do today. You can control what you do in 2019. The business is not difficult. We make it difficult, or our mindset makes it difficult. And if you'll learn to do just some of the basics, believe me, you're going to have a great, phenomenal 2019. So, Deb, anything else you want to add to that as we wrap up here?
No, not at all. But I'm excited for what the team has been doing lately. You guys are rocking. You've done some great things in November, and I know that December is going to be a great month too.
Yep, we had some phenomenal people that stepped up and did the work in December, and some of you made the cruise, some of you didn't. Some of you are disappointed. That's okay. There's a great location that's going to be announced at the beginning of the year that they have. It's phenomenal. It's not Mexico. It's not a cruise, so you're going to love it. But we're here to support you as much as we can. Sometimes, especially me, I might give a little tough love, but the only thing that we want for you is success, and we're here to work as hard as we can to help you do that. So if I don't talk to you before, sure I will. Have a great Christmas season. But let's rock and roll through December, and we'll let you know when Jennifer and I and Debbie will do that training in the next week or so, okay? So God bless you. Have a great day. Don't eat too much. Don't spend too much. And there is a call next week on the 22nd. Jennifer and I talked about that. We're going to do one on the 22nd. And also you're going to find out there was no shutdown this weekend with the new website that's going on. They're going to announce that next week. They told us that they're not going to go, you know, dark until they're 100% ready to do that. And they had a couple of things that they were trying to tweak, so they delayed it. And so we'll get an announcement next week when that's going to be shut down for a couple of days. To put in the new website, okay? So have a great day, and we will talk to you next week sometime, okay? Be safe. Bye-bye.